interested in, if it would be possible, a Phoenix lab visit.
Yes. So Phoenix's lab is not yet operational. All those samples are still being processed here in Palo Alto.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And we've been thinking about this in terms of, and I guess, again, in line with this conversation, the best way to handle the whole device conversation. And, I mean, what the lab looks like, remember you saw that bank of devices that we sort of went up to in the lab upstairs?
Yeah.
Black and white. It's literally, and they were on sort of a stack of shelves.
Mm-hmm.
So the lab is basically... probably four of those stacks with devices on both sides. So you're, if you'd like to see it, and I was trying to remember whether I walked you through it or not, it was downstairs. You're welcome to come back out here and see it.
I see, but I've basically seen it.
You've seen it.
I see.
And it's basically just a bank of those devices.
Okay, so it would be about... how many of those devices in all?
There's probably, so we have actually several last year. Our biggest one probably has like 50 of them. And I would put that off the record because we don't want to publish that. And then we have another bank of about 200 of them, but that is sort of split up across multiple facilities that we're starting. We're going to be moving the lab here to Newark, so some of them are going to go to 200. I'm sorry, the 200 are going to go to Newark, and then some of the ones here are going to go to Phoenix.
I see.